to them guidance on what you want done in this last situation.
Whatever you think you ought
to. Greening made quite a little verge today about we give them $4 billion to Taiwan. They built cement plants and tanneries.
Oh, well, he's always going to do that, but don't worry about
I'm
that.
I'm just not going to go that route.
Don't pay attention to him. You just go on and do what you think's right.
Well,
ain't nobody worried about you.
He can't throw $400 million away.
No.
Reagan said to me the last thing, he said, unless you give us a grant of $400 million, Alaska will collapse.
Well,
and I said, if you think you're going to give
just tell him you're going to study it. Just tell him you're going to study it. Don't you worry. And you just go on. People in this country got confidence in you, and they're going to follow you, and I'm going to follow you, and that's what's important.
Well, I just want to do it for you.
We may not be able to do it very long, but we're going to be here 10 months, and we'll be running it like we want to then. Gallup poll comes out tomorrow, shows that all the hell they've been giving me. Time magazine's trying to get Scranton in this thing. His brother-in-law, Lenin, runs it. And I jumped up from 74 to 77 points.
Stay right there and get better.
I got 4 points last month, so.
Going fine. I tell you, when I went out to Mexico, I was astonished. What a
John tomorrow. Bailey said he had a wonderful meeting in Albuquerque.
Oh, he did. And I tell you, I went up to Colorado, spoke Saturday, Sunday night, and men that have been Republicans for a long time and well-known Republicans. Came up like Roy Best, who's out there, and he came up to me and he said, you know, this fellow Johnson's a crackerjack. I said, well, he's just doing a fine job. He said, he's just doing a wonderful job. He said, I've been a Republican a long time. He's just doing a wonderful job.
Don't you let them get on your hide. What I tell them is this, that I've just got one loyalty, one job to do. The President of the United States told me that he is my commander-in-chief and go into that thing and do what I thought had to be done in order to help as much as we could, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do just what I think's right, and we got to consider that this same thing might happen to 49 other states, and we got to be in a position not to have two crazy presidents.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Clint.
Bye.
More than that.